Today's daf in Besechet Brachot Yerushalmi
is daf Mem Dalet.
And we're holding right almost at the daf. At Ad Kama Yifros is the middle, basically, of the sugya, which we started with the Brocha LaMotzi. So we said the Motzi is unique. Once we start discussing why Motzi is unique, we already want to know the particular dinim of Birkat HaMotzi. We talked about what bracha you say. Now we want to know Ad Kama Yifros. What is the smallest amount that you should cut and you should hand out? That's generally what we talk about, to be poris, and be able to make the Birkat HaMotzi. So Rav Chanina and Rabbi Mana argue, Chad Amar Ad Kezayit. If less than a Kezayit, you can't say Amok Motzi Lechem in Aret. It's not choshev enough, and you make a Borei Min HaMizonot. Vechuran Amar, either Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Mana, we don't know who said which, but the other one said, no, could be even pachot mikazayit. You still say amotzi because the chashivut of lechem, which is what makes it special for the brocha, is not a function of size. Man bar kizayit kata tanina taman l'chora. This is dependent in the Mishnah in Menachot about what we do when we bake a mincha. So the halacha is that in order to be able to do the komitz on the mincha, we have to reduce it to small size in order that the kohen should be able to take it in his palm and not have more than the correct shear. Because of that, we turn them into what's called petitim, and the petitim are b'shir kizayit. So the Torah says, pototo tapitim, make them into little tiny bread, so to speak, and those are not supposed to be made into yet tinier. So the Gemara darshins ota lepetitim, velo petitea lepetitim. So now, if you hold that the shear of the petitim is dafka kizayit, so then since you're making a brocha of hamotzi on these petitim, as we learn in Menachot, so that means that the size of the petitin being a kezayit provides for us a model for which it's possible for us to be mavarch the birchat habat. Man damar pachot mikabetza mikezayit. However, the one who holds that you can have even a smaller one, he indeed brings a raya from a brayta which is not like that Mishnah, and that is Tani Rabbi Yishmael afilu machazira l'solta. He would still make hamotzis even if he makes it so thin that it seems similar to the original solet, which is the fine flour that he used to make it in the first place. You can still make hamotzi. Tani, in the bright it says that kosher umrim acharav shalosh brachot umrim lefanav hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Any type of mizonot that you need the full birkat hamazon afterwards, by definition, the bracha that you will make before is hamotzi. But kosher ein acharav shalosh brachot ein umrim lefanav hamotzi lechem min haaretz. But if it's something that you do not say the full birkat hamazon, instead you say a mein shalosh, there you would say an only mizonot and not hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So now we asked on that, what about the case of pachot mikazayit. Satay, if someone eats pachot mikazayit, so then by definition you cannot say a whole birkat hamazon because you never say a following bracha. Of course, the bracha before eating can be on any shear, but the after bracha, which is birkat hamazon or the bracha alachat mihen shalosh, even the simple bracha, most simple bracha of all of Borei Nefeshot, none of them are made on less than a kazayit. So if that's the case, then you shouldn't say hamotzi before, and that actually would be exactly what we were saying here, which means that according to the rule that we just had, obviously you do say hamotzi even on less than a kezayit, and that seems to prove it. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Amar. That just means it's not a question of how much. That is referring to an essential thing, not about how much you happen to be eating. It's talking about types of things. So the Shara Minim Nitzracha. So what the Braita is saying, that anything that is the type of thing that no matter how much of it you would eat, you would not be making a Birkat HaMazon. Let's say that you made something out of rice, even though it's in the Tzura of pot. And since you wouldn't make a Birkat HaMazon, then you also don't say Hamotzi. Basically telling you that hamotzi is a function of the chameshet minei dagan and nothing else. Rebbe Abba B'shem Rav says that hamisubim, people that were sitting together, and one of them is making the brikat hamotzi for all of them, asurin l'tol klum ad sh'yitom ha'mevarech. The one who made the brocha is the one who has to eat immediately in order for the brocha to be chal on the pot that he was eating, and therefore no one else is allowed to eat first. Rebbe Yehoshua ben Levi Amar, people that are sitting living together, and we have the same case where somebody makes a birkat hayayin for everybody, shotin ava pishaloshata, where when it comes to wine, even if the one who made the bracha didn't drink yet, everyone is allowed to drink. I say, well, what does that mean? Ma'ali, that is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argues with Rav. I mean, doesn't it make sense that the one who's making the bracha should be the one to actually implement the bracha first, and that it's completely inappropriate, and perhaps worse, for someone to eat before? Says the Gemara, no, there's no machloket necessarily, because Madam Rav, that was Kishoyu Kulam Zikukim Likikarecha. What Rav was talking about, that you're not allowed to start before the one who was Mavorech, that's where basically everybody is eating from one large bread, and then it makes sense that you have to wait until, after cutting the pieces, he will eat on his own piece. But Madam Rav Yishuv and Levi, Majain Kane, when he says you're allowed to drink, there it's talking about where everybody has a cup of wine and they're waiting for the covet of that person to make the bracha, but they do not require him to give anybody from his kos. They all have their own kos. Tanya, another brayta says, "Amavorech poshet yado." The one who's saying the bracha for everyone else, he is the one that is poshet yado techila. So he is the one that takes from the serving platter first, because once they are mechabed him to make the bracha for everyone, it also makes sense to be mechabed him to serve him first. Ela imra tzalach halok lo kavod l'rabo l'mishagad l'imenu batora harishut yado. In this case, as opposed to the previous case where over there it really is prohibited because the bracha is supposed to be chal, over here it has nothing to do with the bracha. Over here it has to do with whether he gets the right to take from the serving platter, and nothing about that has to do with the bracha. Here it's talking about the bracha even that he made on the pot at the beginning of the meal. Rav katave katze. When Rav would cut the bread after he had made the bracha for everybody, he would be ta'im bismalei umefaleg biyamine. He would taste his own piece of bread using his left hand, and as he was doing that, he would immediately, while he's eating, he would be handing out the pieces to everyone else in order that others should be able to eat right away and they shouldn't have to wait on him. So the mashma'ut, therefore, is that Rav had cut all of the pieces, but he only handed out the other pieces while he was eating his. And not that he waited, he first ate his and then cut the pieces and had everyone waiting until not only ate, but also cut for them. Revuna Amar, Ahandamar, somebody who says, after he said Hamotzi, Savarech, Savarech, take this piece of bread, and Sav means, you know, basically to, it's the lashon that we use for Achila, Asava. So take this and make a bracha for yourself. That's not considered to be a hefsek. So Inbo Mishum Hefsek Bracha, and he himself does not have to make another bracha because it's considered to be part of the needs of the Sa'uda, and the din is that Sarchi Sa'uda are not considered to be a hefsek. But if he said to the guy, Hav Achavana Luturaya, give food to the animals out in the barn, that is considered to be a hefsek bracha because Lakara, that is unrelated to your own Achila. Ravuna Omar, Hada Shatita. If somebody makes a Shatita, actually I should point out first that in the Bavli, it says that even that is considered not to be a hefsek because it's definitely Tzorech LaSa'uda, because you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animal. Sorry, so now getting back to the shatita. Shatita is made out of a boiled flour. It's kind of a drink that you make that has a grain base. So some the shatita and the murta shechika, which is a different kind of drink that they used to make. The murta is the lashon of tamar, so in other words, which ground up boiled dates. And those two would be a shahako. So Omer lav shakol niya bidvaron, because over here, since it's made for drinking purposes, we don't call it borei min hamizonot. We call it a shahako, because that means that it's so dissolved in the water that it's actually a liquid. And we do not say a mizonos or a hamotzi on that type of thing at all. Same thing would be true about the tamar. How about if a person already put something in his mouth and forgot to make a bracha? So what does he do? If it was liquid, there's nothing much you can do. So he has to spit it out and then make a bracha. Ima yu ochlin, if it's food, he doesn't have to spit it out, which is disgusting. He could just misalkan the tzadim, he can put it in the side of his mouth so it doesn't affect the bracha, makes a bracha, and then he can continue to eat. Rabbi Yitzchak Bamari said, Kome Rabbi
Yosi, Rabbi Avon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Ochalim, even if he had foodstuffs in his mouth, that he could put it to one side, he still should spit it out because it's not right to make the bracha with things in the side of your mouth. Tichtiv, Imole Piti Latecha, Kol Hayom Tifartecha. So it means my entire mouth should be filled with Tilatecha, not with a piece of apple and some of it with your tehillah. Hakotseset Achitim, somebody who eats raw chitim without having done anything, he just puts them in his mouth and he chews on them. Omer aliyem borei minei zer unin. He says a bracha for zera'im. Proceed. Now, obviously, this is going up be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because remember, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you're supposed to make a separate kind of bracha, a more appropriately specific the bracha is, the bigger of a mitzvah it is. We had that in the Mishnah. We were talking about making the bracha borei minei desha'im on yirakot, which we don't do. We make a general bracha borei pri ha'adama. So, according to him, there would actually be a separate bracha for zeronim. If then you actually ground it up and so on, and then afyan ubishlan, so if you made bread with them, or if you made something that was cooked, like say a kugel, so then it would depend. Bizman shaprusot kayamot, if they haven't melted away the pieces of bread in your bread kugel, they're still considered to be bread. And then you say amotzi lechem min haaretz, and then you say birkat hamazon, shalosh brachot afterwards. Imena prusot kayamot. However, if they were boiled and now they've turned basically into a mush, then they're not called bread, and then you say borei minei mizonot, and after eating it, you say bracha achat mi'en shalosh, and not the full birkat hamazon. Now, what exactly do you mean when you say the prusot are kayamot? So ad kama yehu prusot. When you say I can make out the slices, to what extent? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Avun Kahana Bar Malkia quotes Rav as saying ad kizeitim. If the pieces have been melted away so that what I see is less than the shear of a kezayit, that itself is called in prusot kayamot, in which case you would not make a birkat hamazon on it, and therefore would not say borei mizonot either. I would not say hamatzilchem minaretz either. Akotseis et haoretz. Now, how about if you're eating raw rice? Omer alav borei minei zer unim. Also, because it's certainly not going to be more mizonot than chita is, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, those who argue Rabbi Yehuda would simply say a bar pri ha'adam. Now, however, bishlo, if you boiled it up after afia, afayo bishlo, you made a rice pudding from rice bread, there, afa bishel prusot kayamot, omer alav borei minei mizonot, because you never say hamotzi lechem min haaretz on rice, since it's not one of the chameshet minei dagan. Ve'ino tzarich levorech acharav, it doesn't require a bracha after it at all, meaning not birkat hamazon, and not bracha achat mein shalosh. That, of course, is exactly what we do when it comes to oriz as well. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, you say borei pri ha'adama. Bar Marina borech komi Rabbi Zeira v'komi Rabbi Chiya Barva shakol niya bidvoro. And Rabbi Shimon Chasida said the brach is borei minei ma'adanim, the one who makes yummy things. So that means that we have now four different shitot. What brach do we make on cooked rice? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yovan, not necessarily do we have four different shitot. Actually, we have four different cases. V'lo pligin. There's really no machloket here at all. Mandamar borei minei mizonot. The Braita is talking about be'ahuda avid bul. It's talking about when you had cooked the rice in such a way that it basically settles into a single piece. And therefore, what it's talking about is that you had ground it up, you had made rice flour, and it looks basically like a piece, like a loaf of bread, the way you would have cooked a regular flour loaf of bread. But the mandamar borei pri ha'adama, Rabbi Yirmiya, he was talking about ba'hu divrir. He's talking about orez, that is, each piece is clear, and it remained clear even after boiling it up. In which case, if you see each piece by its own, so that's considered to be koseis orez, yes. And you say bari pri ha'adama, or, of course, the question of whether we mention zeronim. Man damar, if you hold that, like bar marina, that shakol nia bidvaro, he's talking about stewed rice. And over there, it was stewed to such an extent that it became mushy, which takes away a lot of the value and the importance. We don't consider it to be a because of that, it's like everything else. And we say shakol, we don't recognize the individual rights. Man diamar borei minei ma'adanim, Rabbi Shimon Chasida, he is talking about the hu de tarif. That is talking about orez that is cooked to such an extent that it becomes a solid kugel. And because of that, it's considered to be a very, very special, tasty dish, and they were koveya a special bracha on it. Now, at Kedon Batchila, we're talking about what bracha to make as the first bracha before eating the orez. What would be the bracha after eating the ores? Besof. Well, Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Shimon Chasida says, Asher bara minei ma'adanim la'adein behem nefesh kochai baruch ata Hashem al ha'aretz v'al ma'adaneha. So this is basically following the shita of Rabbi Shimon Chasida, that is borei minei ma'adanim. And so too, they made a special after bracha, which also relates to the delicious pudding-like specialties that can be made with ores. Daf Mem Dalet. At kama yifrotz to me mevorech hamotzi Reb China dan Reb Monachal amar at kezayit v'chrona amar at pachot mi kezayit even man amar kezayit kata tanina taman in menachos v'kulan petitan kezayit man amar at pachot mi kezayit. He's being semech on the bright of Reb Yishmol, the tani Reb Yishmol, even if the kohen would be machzira l'solta, would still be considered to be petitin to make a brocha of hamotzi tani. Kol shomrim acharav shalosh brachot, meaning the entire birkat hamazon, omrim lefanav hamotzi lechem min haaretz. But kol shein acharav shalosh brachot, ein omrim lef hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Ask the Gemara, then what do you do about pachot min kezayit? Since you eat pachot min kezayit, you don't say shalosh brachot acharav, so that's the case. It seems to be proving that me'atalyom lefanav hamotzi lechem min haaretz either. Says Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, no, it's not coming to be mamayit the case. It's coming to be mamayit other types of things. L'shar minim nitzracha. Rav Abba B'shem Rav, this is Misubin Asrin Etom Klum, Ach Yitom Amivorech. And whereas Rav Yeshua Ben Levi said, Shotin Afa Pishaloshata. What? He's poly? No, Mandamar Rav is talking about Kishoy Kolam Zekukim Likikar Achad. Umandamar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi is talking about Kishia Kol Achad V'Achad Koso B'Yado. Tony, HaMavorech has the right to be poshet Yado Tchila, but Imrot Sevach Loklo Kavod Rabo, the Mishagadol Mimenu B'Torah, that he is a certainly Harshut B'Yado. Rav used to be knowing that Karavi Katsi Avitoim Bismole, and he was Maflik at the same time Bimine, so that people would not be waiting on him. Ravuna Amarahan Damar, Sav Borech, Inbo Mishum Hefzik Brocha. Havach Vanada Turaya, Yeshbo Mishum Hefzik Brocha. Ravuna Amar, Hada Shetita, Vahada Murta Shechikta, Omer Alav Shakoni Ebidvoro. Ravuna Amar, Hareshanatana Tokpi Vashachach Volo Birech. Ima Yumashkin Poltan, Ima Yochli Mesakam et Stadi, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mori Kome, Rabbi Yossi Barovin, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, Afilochlin Poltan, Dechtiv Yimalepi, Tilatecha, Kolayam Tifartecha. Of course, says etachitir umeralim bore mine zeronim, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yud, of course, Afian Bishlan. Bizman shaprusot kayemot umerlim amotzi lachem min haaretz umevorech lacharav shalosh brachot. Imena prusot kayemot umerlim boru minim mizonot umevorech lacharav bracha achat min shalosh. Ad kama yu prusot? Says Rabbi Yosef Barovin. Kanab amalki b'shem Rav said, it's as long as they're shir v'kezayit, they're considered to be prusot, they're still kayemot. Hakoses et haorez umeralav boru minim zeronim. Also, we put a sheet of rebuke, of course. Of your bishla, afa bishar prusot kayamot, you would still not say hamotzi. You only say borei minei mizonot, and eno tzarich acharav beracha. That means it doesn't have to be mevorach, not birkat amazon, and not bracha achat mein shalosh. Rebi yirmi ha'omar, borei peri ha'adama, borei mar marina, Borech komir zira v'komir b'chil barva shakol niyeh b'dvoro. Reb Shimon Chasida omer borei minei ma'adanin. So four different shitot. Om Reb Yosef Rebov, and it's not really a machlokes. Ma'ad omer borei minei mizonot is talking about Bohu David Bull. Ma'ad omer borei minei priyadama is talking about Isbahu the Borir. Ma'ad omer shakol niyeh b'dvoro is Bohu the Sholik and is not a mush. Ma'ad omer borei minei ma'adanim is talking about after already hardened Bohu the Tariv. Ad kedom b'tchila b'sof. What do you do? Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rishum Chasida says, and this is the sheet of Rav Chista, basically as we said before, Asher bara minei ma'adanim la'adein b'em nefesh kol chai Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Haaretz, V'Al Ma'adanah. Daf Mem Dalet. Ad kama yifrotz to me mevorech hamotzi Reb China dan Reb Mona chad omar ad kezayit v'chrona omar ad pachot mi kezayit even Man domar kezayit kata tanina taman in menachos v'kulan petitan kezayit Man domar ad pachot mi kezayit He's being semech on the bright of Reb Yishmol the tani Reb Yishmol even if the coin would be machzira l'solta would still be considered to be petitin to make a brocha of hamotzi tani Kol shomrim acharav shalosh brachot, meaning the entire birkat hamazon, omrim lefanav hamotzi lechem en haaretz. But kol shein acharav shalosh brachot, ein omrim lefanav hamotzi lechem en haaretz. Ask the Gemara, then what do you do about pachot min kezayit? Since you eat pachot min kezayit, you don't say shalosh brachot acharav, so that's the case. It seems to be proving that me'atav yomru lefanav hamotzi lechem en haaretz either. Says Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, no, it's not coming to be mamayit the case. It's coming to be mamayit other types of things. L'shar minim nitzracha. Rav Abba B'shem Rav, this is Misubin Asrin Etom Klum, Ach Yitom Amivorech. And whereas Rav Yeshua Ben Levi said, Shotin Afa Pishaloshata. What? He's poly? No, Mandamar Rav is talking about Kishoy Kolob Zekukin Liki Karachat. Umandamar Rav Yoshua Ben Levi is talking about Kishia Kolachat Viachat Kosobi Yado. Tony. Hamavorech has the right to be poshet Yado Trila, but Imrotsev Achlok Lokavod Rabo, the Mishagoto Mimenu Bitora, that he is a certainly Harshut Biado. Rav used to be knowing that Karavi Katsi Avitoim Bismole, and he was Maflik at the same time Bimine, so that people would not be waiting on him. Ravuna Amarahan Demar, Sav Borech, Imbo Mishum Hefzik Brocha. Havach, Vana the Turaya, Yeshbo Mishum Hefzik Brocha. Ravuna Amar, Hada Shetita, Vahad Murta Shechikta, Omer Alav Shakoni Ebidvoro. Ravuna Amar, Hare Shenatana Toch Pifa Shachach Volo Birech. Ima Yu Mashkin Poltan. Ima Yu Ochli Mesaka Metzadi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mori Kome Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven Beshem Rabbi Yochanan. Afil Ochlin Poltan. Dechtiv Yimalei Pi Tehilatecha Kol Hayom Tifartecha. Akor says, Et Achitir Omer Aliyam Borei Minei Zeronim, according to Rashid of Rabbi Yud, of course. Afyanu Bishlan. בזמן שהפרוסות קיימות אומר אלים המוציא לכם מן הארץ ומבורך לאחריו שלוש ברכות אם אין הפרוסות קיימות אומר אלים בורו מן המזונות ומבורך אחריו ברכה אחת מן שלוש עד כמה יהיו פרוסות says רבי יוסי ברובין כאן במוקי בשם רב said it's as long as the שיר וכזית they're considered to be פרוסות they're still קיימות הקוסס את האורז אומר עליו בורי מיני זירונים Also, we put a sheet of rebuke, of course. Of your bishlo, afa pisha prusot kayamot, you would still not say hamotzi. You only say borei minei mizonot, and eno tzarich acharav beracha. That means it doesn't have to be mavorach, not birkat amazon, and not bracha achat mein shalosh. Rebiyirmi omar, borei peri hadama, borei bar marina, Borech komir zira v'komir b'chil barva shakol nia b'dvoro. Reb Shimon Chasidah Omer borei minei ma'adanin. So four different shitot. Om Reb Yosef Rebov and it's not really a machlokes. Ma'ad Omer borei minei mezonot is talking about Bohu David Bull. Ma'ad Omer borei minei priyadama is talking about Isbahu the Borir. Ma'ad Omer shakol nia b'dvoro is Bohu the Sholik and it's not a mush. Ma'ad Omer borei minei ma'adanim is talking about after already hardened Bohu the Tariv. Ad kedom b'tchila b'sof. What do you do? Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rishum Chassidah says, and this is a sheet of Rav Chista, basically, as we said before, Asher bara minei ma'adanim la'din b'em nefesh kol chai. Baruch atah Hashem, al ha'aretz, v'al ma'adaneha.